Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter. Yeah, buddy.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hey. Well, it is that time of show where we try and make everyone just a wee bit smarter. I mean, not a lot, just a little bit. Maybe if you're ever on Jeopardy, this might help you out. Probably not, but hey, it's worth a shot.
Nothing like Jeopardy, but
not even close. I don't know what I'm trying to accomplish here. Anyway, it's time for your history lesson. Let's get it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, November 4th, 1847, Scottish obstetrician James Young Simpson discovered the anesthetic qualities of chloroform. Chloroform? More like boroform, right?
I know. What is chloroform used for? Is it a cleaning agent?
No. So it's a anesthetic, right? They used it back in the day to knock people out for surgeries, things
I
like that.
I think it's used for something else, though, isn't it? Can't you just go buy chloroform at the store?
Oh, yeah. It's for kidnapping people. That's what it is. And getting them in your basement without a struggle.
The kidnapping section.
That's right. Excuse me.
It's the same section. Same section that has rope and shovels.
Could you point me towards the kidnapping section, please? I need some rope and chloroform and a shovel. Oh yeah, it's right over there next to the ski mask. Oh, okay, perfect. Thank you. I wanted to make sure. I actually did remember reading this. Apparently, chloroform doesn't work like it does in the movies. It takes a lot longer. It's not like over your face and then the person's done. No. It takes like 10 minutes.
Rock read this. This is what he did. He read this, and he didn't try it at all. He read this.
I read about it. Not when I kidnapped that guy.
It took like a minute, man. This is not like the movies. It sucks.
This is ridiculous. You got to hold on to that guy like just while he's struggling. That's why you always chloroform people smaller than you. It's much easier to bring them down.
What were you doing? Checking Super Bowl rings?
That's right.
What were you doing?
I just want to see if he was part of the snowflake kidnapping. Let's see. I was looking up here. What can chloroform do to a person? In large amounts, it can affect the central nervous system, liver, and kidneys.
Hey.
Breathing in high levels for a short time can cause fatigue, dizziness, and headache. Ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think it knocks you out like it does in the movies, man.
Oh, here's a fun video on YouTube, Making Chloroform. It shows you how to make chloroform.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I think by the time you get the rag over somebody's face, you're gonna catch an elbow to the nose or something. It's not gonna. Why are we talking about this?
This is for our kidnapping later, Hunter. We got to be ready for it. I'm just saying. And I want to know too, like this guy. What was his name? James Young Simpson. Like, was he messing around with like some chemicals that like woke up all of a sudden like on the floor? Like, what the hell happened? What was I? Uh-huh. What did I do? And then did he test it out on people? Did he walk up like, hey, John, I've been working on this thing. Just come here for a second. Smell this rag.
Want to take a quick nap? Come over here. Let's try something out here.
What's that old pickup?
It's another weird thing, too.
What?
Is that smelling salts. You ever smelt a smelling salt?
I never have. We had them, obviously.
I don't think I have either.
In the kit in high school, I remember. They always had that in the kit for if someone passed out, and then you do that, which is a weird thing. Like, this thing that shocks your system to wake you up, I guess. I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Right, why don't we just stick to what we know? You know, a nice spray can of paint into a paper bag. You take a couple big huffs. You feel good. That's all you need.
Yeah. No, that's terrible.
Or I was going to say, what about that old pickup?
Why you are the way you are.
That old pickup line. Hey, excuse me. Does this rag smell like chloroform? My name's Brock. Nice to meet you. That's what you do. It's funny. It's funny stuff. Funny stuff. All right, enough of that. So there you go. That's what happened on this day in history for November 4th. We're going to be back with more. Your comedian for today is Lucas O'Neill.